These bristles point backwards. If we move a finger along the worm, from the head to the tail, the body feels quite smooth. But if we gently rub the worm the other way, from the tail to the head, we can easily feel the stiff bristles. The earthworm's body is very elastic. It pushes its head forward in the direction in which it wants to go, and then it sticks into the soil of the bristles, which are near the head, and pulls forward the rest of its body. The body of the earthworm is covered with slime, which helps it to burrow in the ground, for its wet, slimy body passes easily through the soft earth. A great many worms live in the soil of every field and garden. If you wish to see how many worms there are, you should go out into your garden or to a grassy lawn on a warm, damp evening after dark and take a lantern with you. Then you will see perhaps hundreds of worms, each keeping just the end of its tail in a hole or burrow and moving its head and body about in search of water and food. You must step very softly, for if the earthworms hear you are coming, they will quickly pull themselves back into their holes with a sudden start, as if their bodies were elastic bands. Worms are eaten by birds when they come to the top of the ground, and they are chased and eaten by moles when they burrow under it. It was said of a good man that he would not hurt a worm. I hope that no child who reads this book will ever wantonly injure these harmless and very useful little creatures.